Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Hi, everyone. This is Anne. I'm filling in this evening for Carrie. It is January 11th, and tonight is Paranormal Night on the Ron Amatron Healing Show. So if you have something to share about a paranormal event that would be interesting to everyone, we would love to have you call in and tell us that. And we have a lot of things to talk about tonight. And are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So, yeah, if
Hi,
you
Ron.
Have a paranormal question, great. Just call in, you know, an experience that you had. Maybe you had some aliens visit you at night. Maybe you saw cars drop upon you, you know, in the parking lot, or you saw strange things. I can tell you one of my more recent ones, maybe about a month ago, I guess. Going through town where I live, and it's probably about 8 or 9 at night, and happened to go through the main part of town, and the whole town had cars on both sides of the street. So just for instance, we'll say there's about 60 cars. It's not a really long area, but I said there's probably 60 cars parked. Well, the one restaurant that's in town was closed, I think. Or if it was open, it only had about maybe half a dozen people in it. And the only other place I could go to is a bar, and the bar naturally doesn't draw that many people. So where did all these cars go to or come from, and where do the people go to? Don't know. You know, I didn't stick around to see people walk back in their cars or not, but it's kind of one of those things like this is really, really strange. Although if I didn't know about what's happening, it wouldn't be strange to me, and it still is not strange, but just an occurrence that the people probably got landed there, possibly. Maybe they wanted to see the mountain or something, you know, and they got beamed down and abducted and whatever, or was driving through town, pulled over, got abducted. And maybe a replica, a true clone of them, came back to drive their car. And so that's what I kind of saw, but, you know, all the places that they could have been normally, everything was closed. So, you know, where are they going to go to? So that's kind of another, you know, one of those weird things. I know somebody mentioned about going to one of these very, 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 very large stores with a W, and the place was filled up of cars, go inside of the store, nobody's in it. Walking across the whole store, and sounded like maybe 50 people possibly would be in the store. You know, this is a big store. You know how the big superstores are. And so all of a sudden, where is everybody? Well, you know, they got a bus ticket out of here probably, you know, forever. I have seen out in the cosmos there people in, like, bubbles, kind of like it, like in a blimp, we'll say, inside of a bubble. So think of a gigantic blimp up there in the sky, and people just kind of walking around dazed, loss of consciousness, and they're being taken somewhere else and probably turning into canned human food. So that's kind of what I was seeing. So, you know, just watch people, see what they're doing. Most people don't have the consciousness that they used to have. And that means that they don't have a long programmed memory. All they have is maybe a week, if that much now, I think. Enough to get by, but not enough to hold a decent conversation. And you may just look around, and you're going to notice that you're probably like in a strange place. Like somehow they changed everything here, and you're just an observer, as if you are invisible, moving around, looking at these strange new people that are here. So you may have that experience. If that's what you're experiencing, that means that you did not lose out. You still have your spirit energy with you in your body. And somehow they didn't want you. For everybody else who is not doing clearings, who doesn't understand what's happening, who is involved with their other spiritual practices or whatever that would be, going outside of themselves for anything, then that means that they probably got taken. So, remember, if you're not home, who is? And who is the who is in that body of your neighbor? So, I'll turn it back over to you, Anne, see if we have any questions coming up here. So that was my paranormal experience, so if anybody else wants to share one of theirs, that'd be great. And I will only
thank you.
Yes. And I only have paranormal experiences tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. And I know we've had a few, you know, last Friday and a couple of days in between, and they're kind of disturbing yet comforting, I think, when we hear that other people, you know, are going through some of the same things we're going through. So we do welcome those calls if you do have a story to share with us. And, of course, thank you, Ron. That's it's so interesting and helpful, and we wish, you know, that wasn't happening. I have several questions from the CLS questions at yahoo.com, and I have that page open right now. So if you have any questions or you have a story to tell and you don't want to call in or can't, you could tell as long a story as you want on an email and just send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I can access that right now during the show and read it or, you know, ask your question live. So shall I go into some of the questions, Ron, or do you want to do some healings for people first?
I could do a healing for, I would guess that if you're a newbie wondering what's happening and you see these things, I would imagine that, number one, it could scare you as you see people that you used to know with, you know, lack of a memory, because it's not mm-hmm. really them. So that could be a clearing that I could do. I think one good thing is of right now, you know, as we're talking, these people are not going to cord you too much, because I don't think they have the mental faculties yet to come in and do so, although the energies will be changing. But if you notice, they're sort of like kind of cording themselves, so you may not be as much, you know, in that avenue. But I think they'll come into all the attributes of humans like they used to be here. So, you know, we've probably got maybe a couple of weeks or so before they start doing that, I think. But if you are listening and you wonder why people are strange and you thought it was you and now you're afraid because maybe your boyfriend or girlfriend or your best friend is acting different and they look a little different and they don't recognize dates that you talk about or things, you know, from the past, and you're a little worried about them, and now you start worrying about yourself because you think it might be you, and now it's them. You might be getting a little freaked out, possibly, because you're feeling alone in the world here, which is probably what's happening. So there we go. Remember that people talk about, you know, that the shift in December as being one of the ones going to a higher dimension. Well, that just means that they brought in other energies here from probably a different dimension, and you're still, you know, living life the way it's supposed to be. And they came in from different dimensions. They all got elevated, and they're out of here. And actually, you know, you couldn't really, you'd be really freaked out if you went to a parking lot or a shopping mall and saw one or two people walking around, and all the cars are there just sitting for weeks, if not months. And maybe you could have a car of your choice every day. That'd be wonderful. So anyway... But you could be a little freaked out because of this here. That's a possibility. So we'll do a clearing for that, for being maybe upset and fear, freaked out, if that's happening to you. So here we go. Just think about that. And it could be even probably more scary to you if you, maybe your parents are acting that way or somebody that's really close to you. Well, they just they took the low road and not the high road. So they're out of here. Here we go. So... doing a clearing to release your anxiety. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, we'll see how that's affecting everybody. And back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. I have been feeling much more comfortable and safer and just more relaxed since you gave us on New Year's Eve, it was. So if someone wants to go back and listen to that show, I recommend it very highly. The 2012 December 31st show, where Ron suggested that we connect to the CLS Earth timeline. I feel I am courted less. I'm getting less attachments by entities and ETs, and I just can't recommend that more highly. And Ron was talking the other day about it and in a different show. I can't remember which one, so I apologize. But that the it isn't really a timeline in the way that the dark ETs set us up on these timelines. You know, he picked that as a phrase for us to use, but that it's not going to, it's not a timeline. It's something very safe and good for us to connect to. And I thank you so much for that, Ron, because I've been feeling, you know, really good since you gave us that. So now I have a couple of, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so just go to that show, the archive show, on that particular date, and you can listen to it. So you're actually going into my timeline. So I'm kind of like being pasted, like copied here, you know, copy and paste it into reality here in a sense. So I don't live on any of these timelines.
And, you know, that brings up an interesting point, because when we were talking about this initially, I said, you know, you have said, I'll put you on my timeline. And if you're new listening, and I do feel we have a lot of new listeners as it's a Friday evening, Ron isn't, you know, your typical, like, a guru. He is our conduit or our connection to our source energy. And so we wouldn't, for instance, say, I want to be on the Ron Amatron timeline. We want to be on the CLS, the Creation Lightship, which is our source energy connection. Just in case, that's for the people that are just tuning in. I think anyone that's listened to you for more than 10 minutes, Ron, knows that you're not the typical New Age guru type of person, but I just like to point that out every once in a while. Oh, and we may have a caller. Is there someone there?
Hello, this
hello.
Is Michael.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, hello.
What was your name?
Michael O.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Ron and everyone. I have, I was going to talk, finish the story about the paranormal experience, about the 8-hour earthquake and all that, seeing the whole. But I had an experience last night that was sort of a paranormal experience in a dream.
Okay.
And what happened was, I don't have dreams. If I do, I don't remember them. And me and my brother, were going somewhere, and he was taking me somewhere. And we ended up in a motel with other people. I don't remember the whole dream. I'm trying to catch pieces of it. And we went somewhere, and we left the motel, and I left my wallet. And then I remember going, I was going back, and I was looking for my wallet. And then as I was looking for my wallet, all of a sudden I went outside, and I noticed that my brother had been beaten up, and all these people were out there were beaten up. And all of a sudden I looked, and I turned around, and I start walking back towards the hotel to look for my wallet. And then I see me laying on the ground with my head chopped off and my body mutilated. And I thought, how could that be? I'm right here. This is strange. So I go, well, let me go look for my wallet. So I go in there. Oh, this is weird. I go in there, and I'm looking for my wallet, but in a rafter. Somehow I was like about 20 feet up looking around. And some guy comes in and says, you will not live this time. You will die. And he said that. I never hear voices in dreams, but sometimes you get that. And I looked down at him, and he went in the air and put some purple stuff around the steel door that was there and shut it. And then I just said, no. I jumped down and knocked the door down and started to walk out. I didn't look at the bodies no more. That were mutilated and my brother beaten up. But I started walking, and then all of a sudden I felt pure peace energy come out over me, and I saw the woman about 100 yards in front of me with my wallet. But it was just bits and pieces like that. What do you think about seeing the body like that? What looked like a big mutilated like that, but also being able to be conscious and knowing that, look, I'm not there.
Yeah, what probably happened was you had the consciousness to know that you didn't want to be connected to that timeline. The timeline was real. So you might see if you have any ramifications, you know, of maybe feeling a little strange in your body someplace, ache or pain or something.
Right.
You know, so that happens sometimes. But it sounds like you saved yourself, in a sense, from another timeline so that you could come out of that one.
I remember what happened was when I woke up, I went out the door and then walked on the gravel to the left and then saw the woman and then woke up, it came to me immediately, they can't kill you, but then they could kill your body and eat it, right, whatever. We know that. I can get into that. I know about that stuff, too. It was so real, though. Yeah, I never had a dream so real like that. It was strange.
Yeah, I do understand that one.
You know, I was, remember when I was telling you about the paranormal experience of the dragon on my right hand and being abducted?
Yeah.
When the dragon was on my right hand, at that same time, with a few minutes, I heard a bunch of commotion out front. The dragon walked along and then left. And then I heard the commotion out front. I went out there, and there was police out there. And so I go downstairs out of the apartment out front, and I ask my neighbor, I go, what's going on? And she goes, well, a helicopter just came down from the sky. I was standing out here, came down from the sky, and there was no noise at all, and it came straight down and it took off that way, like an L. And I go, what? And I go, so what are the cops doing here? And they go, they're looking for somebody. And I don't want to tell them about my three-day and three-night experience with these ultra-terrestrials. That was pretty strange to see the helicopter. I didn't see the helicopter, but I have seen helicopters that looked invisible. You could barely see them. They're real small. But anyway, the earthquake that I saw, I mean, when I saw the woman in the window, the woman was about 12 feet tall and the man was about 15 feet tall. It came to my heart and spoke to me, this is the king and queen of Atlantis. I'm like, I didn't know what that really meant 3 years ago, you know? And what's that? And then the earth shook and shook and shook for like 8 to 12 hours. I remember asking my sister, my brother's girlfriend, I go, don't you feel the earth shaking? And she goes, no. So I didn't say no more about that to any of them. And then as I went to the window and saw the poles, it felt like the earth was going to go, that part of the earth was going to go into the sea. I was terrified. That's what I thought. And just before, I heard women crying with children, and I saw like some beings mapping the earth. This picture's going off. I wasn't on drugs or nothing. That's the first thing people think. But and then what happened is when the earth started shaking more and more as hours went on. That's when I was lifted up and we went real fast in the craft towards the moon and saw the moon. It was strange.
Was there actually a real physical earthquake around that same time here that you've heard about?
No, I don't remember there being an earthquake around that same time, but if you've been in one, if you've lived in California, it'd be like a 3.0, something small. Just shaking, and then as the hours went on, shook more. It felt like the earth, to me, was moving towards the Pacific Ocean and going to go into it. I thought it was the end of the world. It really felt like that to me. There's one more thing I'll say real quick. Is my ex-wife's grandpa had black eyes. Now, I didn't ever really realize what that meant till just recently. Very wealthy, you know. Something about really wealthy people is different not when you're around them. But I looked at him, and he would have pure black eyes and then real small white, on the not much white at all. But this one time, he'd take us out to eat and stuff, you know. This one time, he had nothing but pure black eyes. Black eyes. And I never said anything to my ex-wife or anything. I just thought that maybe that's just how he was. I've read on the internet a few things, but I like your opinion on that.
Well, the few people that I have seen that had pure black eyes, you look at them and you almost want to run the other direction because the energy, you know, is not from here. And there's nobody that has a spirit in the body, typically, I can't say it's 100%, but that's, say, probably 99.9, that there's nobody home in that body that would be like you. And you look at them, and you know that there's nothing looking back at you, which means that it could be a shapeshifter, an alien, you know, life form in that body bringing forth the black eyes. That's what I would say it would be. Now, whether or not there was a spirit in the body at some point and the shapeshifter took it over, or it just happened to be born with black eyes, you know, and it was never a human to begin with. Just took on a human form. So I would say either way, but the body still could be a physical body and bleed and have everything else going on with it that normal people have, but there's nothing connecting from source energy looking out of the eyes, so they're black. That's what I would say.
Okay. So, all right, so your opinion about back to the dream is that when I saw myself dead,
You were dead. Yeah. You were dead on the timeline.
And then where I saw myself, that timeline where they wanted to kill me again, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you could somehow view that timeline as the people are mutilated and everything else, there's probably a lot of emotional energies going off that timeline. And so another alien race saw it, and they wanted to copy and paste that exact scene. And, you know, they probably replicated it maybe a thousand times. And you happen to say, hey, I'm not going to go on to that timeline so you can't kill me. That's what I would suspect. What I would do on that is do a timeline crash for that dream and do a whole bunch and probably do at least 100 of them. Get out of there.
Okay.
Just type in the dream about being killed, you know, that you had and go onto a timeline or do a bunch of timeline crashes to get rid of the energy because it still could attach to your body at some point because it is real somewhere out there, but you want to get rid of it so it's not going to be attached to you and trip yourself up someday. Okay.
Okay,
so thank you,
Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much for calling. Wow. Thank you, Ron, for all that wonderful information. I'm wondering if, you know, on the fast chat earlier, someone was asking, can you emotionally clear me over, you know, on the radio show? And, of course, we can only do a very simple sample of a healing on the show, but I wonder if that might be beneficial now for all of us, Ron, to just do a sample of the emotional body clearing.
Yeah, we could do that.
I know it seems like a little off, but it isn't because we all need to start with having our emotional bodies cleared.
Yeah, if you haven't did your emotional whole lifetime clearing, you know, then that's what you need to do. That's what Jesus did. So if you believe in what Jesus did when he was here, that's what he was doing. So you need to clean off the density to make your life better so your spirit can be with you. Otherwise, you know, it cannot and will not come into darkness, and all your thoughts are darkness, which is collected and stored in your cells. So that's what you need to do is to feel better. But here we go. So think of the emotional situation, maybe the last paranormal experience you may have had too. And it might kind of freak you out. You have a dream that you think about a long time ago. Whenever you think about it, you know, you get anxiety. So we'll do a clearing just for that one specific incident. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to clear it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That felt good. I thought I heard a beep again. Is there someone on the line?
Yes, hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, so what paranormal question or event have you had in your life that you want to talk about?
Well, I've met some people where I live in my park, and they feel like they've changed into a darker energy, and they want to go back into a darker situation instead of coming out of it. So what I wanted to ask you about is when an emotional body comes into a person, and my understanding is emotional bodies don't have consciousness, but when they come into a person, then they use
they're fully conscious of the last body that they jumped into. And so they carry all. It's like a boy. It'd be like your hard drive in your computer that recalls and stores everything that computer has done. So the emotional bodies have everything as far as a consciousness. They don't have a spirit, but they have a automatic program running continuously, and that's why they hop into different people, because they recognize the situations that somebody is living through, and they want to get the energy, so they recognize that. So like attracts like. So they are fully conscious.
Oh,
that's why they control people. That's why entities come in and, you know, somebody does something, and the old saying was, well, you know, kind of jokingly, the devil made me do it, you know? Well, that's because the entity controlled the body, and the body then did what the entity wanted to do. So the emotional body is probably, I would think, because it's here earthbound, actually probably stronger than your thoughts, okay, that are controlled by aliens.
Wow.
The aliens are not going to get rid of the emotional bodies here, because those emotional bodies drive and move the physical body. If you just think about somebody who, you know, we'll say that you have a ice cream addiction, right? And so you go into the store and you buy, I guess, you know, a half a gallon of ice cream. Well, I think most people would probably just have maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe 4 8-ounce of ice cream, right? And then you put the container back. So you do that first of all, and it tastes so good. And now entities come into you, and all of a sudden you go, I'll have a little bit more. So you go to the refrigerator, open the freezer up, and instead of scooping out some more, you grab the whole container. And now you're eating for all these entities. And maybe you want to buy another one. So now you're eating a gallon of ice cream, okay? And you don't know why you're doing it, but the entities just love it. And naturally, you know, if you did it all the time, you'd probably weigh a lot more than what you, you know, have done before they came into you. So entities are fully conscious, and they come into people and control the body, whatever that would be. If you think of somebody also that maybe is a jogger, okay? And entities come into the jogger, and they keep running and running and running. You know, they all say, no pain, no gain or something, you know, and they run forever. People wonder, why is this person running so much? Well, maybe one entity came in and ran for 2 blocks and got a little bit tired. Another one came in, and the body gets re-energized, and now it's running for another couple of blocks, and the person's running and running and running. Just think of the marathon runners who run a long distance. I'm not saying that they have entities, but that'd be a great example, because, you know, that the mind and the entities, the emotional bodies, will force the physical body to do things. And the body has to go along for the ride. The body really has no say-so in what's happening. You know, I don't think very many people have ever heard their body say, I'm not doing this. Okay, now, an animal, like a dog or a cat or a horse, they don't want to do it. They just stand there and dig in, you know. I remember seeing somebody going a little sideways here, but they had, it's funny, I'm at this place, a park or something, and a person has a little leash and a little, you know, thing around the cat, right, that they're trying to train or something. And the cat's digging in. The person hits the street, and I thought, oh, my God, you know, there's a G word for everybody. And the the owner isn't paying attention to the cat. He thinks the cat's walking with him across the road. And the cat dug in with all fours. And I hope it didn't get any, you know, bruises or, you know, burns on the bottom of its paws. But it's just being pulled across the asphalt without, it didn't even move. And so, you know, the animals are probably much more conscious than our body is, you know. For us, you know, the entities control us and the mind controls us. That's why we have mind programs that the aliens give us. So you got to remember that these two different types of consciousnesses, the mind consciousness and the entity consciousness, is controlling what your body's doing. Robotics, okay? So you can continue on, Larry, if you like.
Yeah, that's amazing. I never had no idea the emotional consciousness was that stronger, that they even had one. I had no idea all this was going on. So the emotional consciousness leads to mental consciousness.
Yeah, because it's much stronger because you have a lot of energy on the emotions, and you have more horsepower if you get 100 entities in you, you know, to do that. So, if you think about it, what's been happening more recently here, there's another shooting I heard someplace. There's probably a reason why these are happening, but I won't get into that. I don't think anybody, we'll say listening, would really typically or a lot of people would want to get a gun and kill somebody, okay, or shoot somebody. But when you're in war, then they train you to do that, which gives you another program as far as maybe self-defense or something. But basically, you know, if you had a bunch of people, we'll just call them Group A and Group B, and you took away the cause that they're trying to fight for, which is a program, and you just let it go, and you could disconnect it from the people, I doubt very much if the different groups of people from A and B would start shooting everybody else, okay? But yet in war, that happens all the time, and it gets to be like a vendetta. You know, the hillbillies, McCoys and the other group, I forget what they're called, but somebody may know that was before. The Hatfields, so the McCoys and the Hatfields, you know, and that can go back through generations and generations, and something just gets triggered, and maybe that entity from somebody that was 200 years old, you know, is in you, and they now are pissed off, and they want you to do something toward, you know, the Hatfields or the McCoys, you know, that's what happens. So this is why you want to get rid of entities out of you. You don't want to get attached to you. Because they'll bring forth all that stuff to you and imprint it in you. And if you have anything imprinted from the past, it'll activate it. That's why, you know, after you do clearings, you don't want to really get involved with similar situations in your life from other things, because you can't activate your DNA that's dormant. That's why we have the unlimited versions on the website. So once you have a clearing and you're cleared out, then somebody else can trigger something for you. You're not going to trigger it yourself. You don't even know about it. Somebody else can trigger it, and then that energy can come up from past lives. And then from there, you can be on a roller coaster ride, and you want to get rid of that energy. So that's what happens. So the emotional body is very, very powerful. Just look at anything that goes on where there's an argument or something. That's not necessarily mind energy. That's the emotional energies arguing back and forth. And those entities body hop from one to the next. And one goes into the other, and then, all of a sudden, things go to hell in a handbasket. And then naturally what happens after 5 minutes of arguing, you know, when it's all over with, then all of a sudden both people are probably exhausted. Or maybe one person is shaking to death or something because they're really upset. And that's only because the body didn't want to, you know, go into that aspect of what's going on. But the main thing is the energies that the body emitted charged up those emotional bodies, and they left. They felt great, man. They just had their batteries charged up. It's like on your cell phone. They're ready to go again. Maybe they'll just go to somebody else who's now peaceful because they already got their energy of being angry. Maybe they'll go off and read a book and get some other entities to read a book with you or something, you know, going to somebody else to read that book or to become peaceful, go to a coffee house and not get involved with anything. But remember, they have their own mind of their own, so they're going to go off and do what they want to do. But you're left holding the bag, mm-hmm. and you're responsible for your actions, and you're responsible for what the entities do to you, even though you may not even know about that. But your body did it. Like I said when I started off, you know, people say, oh, the devil made me do it. Or I don't know what uh-huh. happened to me. Something just came over me. Well, it came into you. Something came into you and made you act on a situation that you normally wouldn't normally have, you know, acted upon. Or maybe mm-hmm. some other person wanted to have a situation with you, and so their entity hopped into you. Maybe you're a peaceful person, and somebody did something to you, and normally you would not react, but the entity from that person hopped into you because it wanted to get your energy too. So now it's hopping from you to them, from you to them, and you're wondering why you're doing things you never did before in your life. That's entities. So they are very, very conscious, very tricky, and they want to steal your energy.
I see. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Clears up a lot of things in me about wondering about this stuff. It's a fantastic study.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Larry.
So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have several questions, you know, really all really good questions, actually, on the CLS questions at yahoo.com. But the most connected to the paranormal activity is this morning in Washington State. This just came in, by the way, while we were on the air tonight. This morning in Washington State, people reported seeing a flash of light in the sky and hearing a loud boom. They speculate it was a basketball-sized meteor. Was it a meteor or some kind of ET activity?
Oh, okay. That one I really can't comment on, only because I can kind of tell you what I believe is happening elsewhere, okay? People have been hearing, this is what I'm told anyway, I've been hearing people talking about like sonic booms in the air and stuff throughout the country, maybe coast to coast off and on. So what I think is happening there, which could be the same thing happening there, is that the timelines are from the aliens. They're trying to bring stuff into the new timeline. And so in order to do so, when they copy and paste a timeline, somehow it makes that noise. That's what I would think is happening. So that's kind of what I perceive. And it could, I think the timeline that they're bringing in, since the people here are on a different style of timeline, in a sense, is that they have to come in and actually maybe explode an energy, to make a ripple, okay, we'll say, to enter into the timeline to copy and paste the reality of the aliens, whoever wants to bring that timeline in for people to experience. And so what you're seeing is like a sonic boom, in a sense, as this rippling energy, ripple in time, you might remember that, or rip in time, that's what they're doing. They're bringing in this energy as a copy and paste into our reality here. And then from there, it's kind of like, you know, like right now everybody is on this one freeway, and it's very, very clean in a sense, compared to all the other ones from the year from last year, we'll call it. And now it's brand new, and they're bringing in brand new timelines to connect to this one straight and narrow path, in a sense, going nowhere anyway, just for abductions and you know, the highway to hell. But they're bringing in, you know, intersections and intersecting points into this timeline to abduct more people. That's what I think you're hearing or sensing is this. And that's why I think people are hearing noises. And it could probably scare people. I'm sure that all the service people, militaries, are probably on high alert as they hear this, because they're trying to probably figure out what's happening too. And they may even have a lot of UFO activity during this process. So I don't know if anybody spotted anything. I know somebody mentioned, at the last expo that I went to, they were saying that they're on a cruise. This year was the one in New York, and they went on this special cruise, and somebody brought one of these expensive, I guess it's infrared, like binoculars or something, and they're actually watching the alien ships up there do battles and buzzing around on, I guess, a monitor screen. That's the way I perceived it. So that's what's going on. And there's probably much more activity. Somebody also talked to me a few days ago, and they mentioned that they're seeing a lot more stars now. They were, what's happening? How come I'm seeing more stars? I lived here for all my life, and, you know, all of a sudden I'm seeing a lot more stars in the sky. Well, that's probably where those zooms are coming from. They're copying, pasting more of the alien reality here for people to go on to on different timelines. So that's what I would say it would be. You're actually sensing alien timelines coming into the atmosphere in a way, I guess we could say that, and it's a copy and paste, and they're using some type of technology to force and break the time timeline that everybody's on to intersect their timeline with. So that's how I would probably say that, different ways there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much, and thank you for that question, the person that sent that to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have any other questions like that for maybe Carrie next Friday or Paranormal Night, you know, just send it in. Okay, another really great question, which in a way I was thinking it's not paranormal, but really it is. You talk about everything as a program. Can we, therefore, program our own brains for sleep?
Boy. Okay. When you're not conscious, when you're sleeping, it's your spirit may not be around to protect you because you're not conscious. I'm kind of week through this here, because see, you have to realize that. Have you talked to your spirit today? Most people would probably say no. If you did a poll with maybe a million people, maybe you might have 10 people thinking that they did, or maybe you might have a couple hundred thinking that they did, but they're talking to their mind, so that can knock them out of the scene completely, that they're talking to the darkness. So actually talking to your spirit, most people don't do that. So just think of your spirit sitting there bored to death because you're not talking with it. You do use it off and on, and it does communicate with you when you're in the moment. When you're being very creative, you are connected to your spirit. But, you know, from there, other than that, you know, if you don't do that, then it's just waiting there like twiddling its thumbs, doing nothing. And so then you go to sleep. And right away it knows that you're not going to be able to connect to it when you're sleeping because you can't be creative when you sleep. You know, you're not going to walk around and do some artwork or something, or do finger painting, or you know, make something, write something. You're not going to do that at all. So it doesn't have any real to be with you. And so maybe at that point the darkness entices it, and then you go sideways with your spirit. So it's a body that's a fake of you in the daytime. And all of a sudden, your spirit leaves to go into that body trying to do the same thing. Remember, your spirit does not need to sleep. So it may just see a clone of you on a clone planet, cloned Earth, and it goes into that, thinking that maybe now it can talk to you. So as far as trying to program or ask your spirit to stay home, you could probably do that. It may work. As far as trying to reprogram your mind to not have dreams, I don't know about that one. It'd be a good thing to attempt because you are going into a dark side program some way. You might put it on your psychic billboard, possibly. That might help out, saying that you're doing something when you're sleeping, maybe. I just don't know, but you're dealing with an alien program of the mind, and you know you'd have to enter into that program some way to, you know, prevent yourself from dreaming, and they may want you to dream completely. Or maybe they don't want you to dream. I know when I first put up the clearing of the parallel lifetimes on clone planets, cloned Earths, okay, in a cloned body. So I think it's parallel lifetime, cloned planets, cloned body, I think, something like that. People would do that clearing, and all of a sudden they stopped dreaming. So that one did help. And then we had it for also parallel lifetimes with the same clearing. And then we did another clearing, which would be for when you're not on a cloned Earth, and then it's much worse because you don't remember or understand where you are, and then you're on an alien planet. Just think of all the alien movies where you go to an alien planet and they're stepping off of their spaceship trying to figure out what's there. So that's where they take you also. So that one is also created. So that one's a pretty old clearing. It's been up for quite a long time. I don't know, I'd say maybe 4 years probably. And then more recently we did the timeline crashes. But that clearing could possibly help you out a lot, because when I first put it up, people did say that they did that their dreams completely stopped. And then some people said that maybe after 6 months they kind of crept in again. And, you know, maybe they did the clearing over again and it went away. I don't know. But that one did stop at that time, you know, people's dreams. So that's the parallel lifetime, cloned versus cloned bodies, I think is what it's called. So back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. That is just wonderful. I have a question. If before I go to sleep, I usually command my spirit to stay with my body all night while I sleep and protect me.
That's good.
Is that okay? But so will if I do if I say that, which I and I speak it out loud, will that'll work? My spirit will stay with me.
I would say that it should, unless the alien is somehow abducted. You know,
okay.
I would say more than likely that would be correct. But you don't know, you know, what happens, you know, to the aliens and how they're working their programs. But that's really about all that you can do, is what you're saying. You know, that if you were to say, what can I do to help me do this, that, what you just said would be about all I would know how to do is to talk to your spirit, telling them not to leave your body. And not to go visiting timelines. But I don't know how much control the aliens have over you. Remember, you're only looking at one little piece of your spirit. Maybe the other 1 million parts of you are out there, and they're going through, you know, timelines of dreams also, and they can copy and paste that onto you because your spirit is the same. So your spirit may be staying with you, but they can take all those other million little fragments of you and copy it into this, because the spirit's the same spirit, and bring the knowledge to that spirit of you here, and you think that you're dreaming something and that you left your body here, but actually it's a copy and paste. You see, most people don't talk about that, that your spirit's fragmented out. You know, they'll just say that your spirit, you know, it needs to be with you, and that is correct, but, you know, 1 millionth of your spirit, where's the other ones at? That's why you want to do clearing, to bring back those parts of you and timeline crashes, so that you have more of those million pieces that are out there in darkness brought back to you. So that's the whole process, why, you know, I'm here to help people to get their spirit into their bodies. That's the bottom line here. You know, you want to regain all of the energy that you had when you were first born, and then also get more than that back to yourself from past lives. So back to you, Ann. And then also just,
okay.
And then add one more thing. On the website, we have a clearing called All Parallel Life Clearing. So the all stands for that. It'll work for all of the clearings that you have had, I believe, where you need to deal with the parallel life on it. Typically, I put it up for a whole lifetime clearing. So you do a whole lifetime emotional clearing, and you go, well, what about, a parallel life somewhere on that same situation? So you can go in there and do that clearing with the all one. That actually will allow you to go into parallel lives with different clairings, which is wonderful. So it goes across the board, you know, a long distance there. So back to you, Anne, and I guess our show is kind of coming close to a close here. So tomorrow we got our four, so we could probably talk about that in the 8 hour on Sunday.
Yes, so looking forward to that. Please go on Ron's website, and you can read all about his calls where, you know, calls is not doing it justice. We actually are, we visit the Creation Light Ship. There's a call on Saturday where, in addition to the physical healings, we do water charging, and that is from 1 to 5. And then the next three Sundays are 8-hour calls where you're on Creation Lightship. I always like to write things down that I need and put, like, I pin a little note to myself like I'm in kindergarten. Like you said that once, Ron, and I've felt the healings even more deeply ever since I've started to do that. So thank you so much. And if you haven't ever done that before, I recommend it highly, and you can just go right on the website and sign up for that. Oh, Ron's website, I should say, is creationlightship.com. And we are getting really close to the end, and I just now glanced at the fast chat, and someone had, because we did, we have a lot of information tonight, but it would be great to do another clearing if we could before we end, Ron. And I have so many more questions we didn't even get to, but I'll pass them along to Carrie for next time. Oh, and tomorrow night on BBS is the a visit to the lightship, so don't miss tomorrow night's radio show on BBS. But someone requested, which is an interesting idea on the fast chat, can we do a timeline crash of today's date? So it's 1/11/13 or 2013. Ronnie, are you there?
Okay, so 1/11/2013, here we go.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be more effective to do a minute of that, but I'm looking at it. But we'll try this one here. It will work, but here we go. One, then a timeline crash. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's a crash. I'm going to do one more. Now, this will be more interesting for you. The timeline, and your spirit needs to figure out what this is here, so you need to wake your spirit up, ring the doorbell or something. And we need to do a timeline crash when you first woke up. And we'll just see how your body now feels when you, because that sets your whole day. So here we go. Remember, when you wake up, that's the timeline that you're on for the whole day. So we're going to crash that timeline. This is when you became conscious, when you woke up and you became conscious of being here. Here we go. Crashing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there's 10 timeline crashes when you first woke up. Just see how you are feeling. I don't know how that's going to respond or how people are going to react to it, but it should be quite different. So, everybody, blessings to all of you. Hope to see you on the call tomorrow, the Ascension call. And we'll do the Amber Blood and the little floating magnets, the Merkabas, and many other types of light shift healings to help your body out, to integrate energies for it, for ascension, and making your spirit more whole and complete that's with you. So thank you. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, callers. Blessings, everybody. Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.